We live in tough and difficult days.
这个就一个结论是我们实在是住在一个非常困难的一个时代。
In many ways, I believe that we think of our days as those Christians did in the first century.
就好像在第一世纪的这些基督徒所过的日子一样。
Christians attempting to live in a climate and a culture that is difficult and hostile.
在那个时候，第一世纪的这个基督徒也是在一些比较困难、比较具有挑战性的日子。
The Apostle Paul addressed many of these Christians with letters.
那么在使徒保罗很多的时候用写信来跟这个当地的信徒们来讨论这些事情。
This morning we're going to be looking at a letter that he wrote to the Christians in a place called Thessalonica.
今天我跟大家要思考，就是他在那个时候呢，写了一封信给了帖撒罗尼迦教会的会友。
He wrote it with the help of two ministry colleagues, Silas and Timothy.
他那个时候呢，是经过两个朋友帮忙，一个就是 Silas， 一个就是提摩太。
And these Christians living in this place called Thessalonica are close and dear to Paul's heart.
那么这个在帖撒罗尼迦教会的一些信徒呢，在对保罗来讲是非常宝贝的一群人。
Because the church that Paul and others planted in this place was effective and fruitful and expanding.
那么当保罗跟他的一些这个同工们一起建立的这个教会呢，在那个地方非常的兴盛。
A short account of the church plant is recorded for us in Acts chapter 17.
在使徒行传十七章提到他在建立这个教会的一些情况。
Where we find that the ministry was so effective that the Jews became jealous.
那么那个时候，因为他们的这个工作非常的成功哈，那么在当地的一些犹太人就开始有非常嫉妒。
And they gathered together a bunch of troublemakers and began a riot.
他们就找了一批这些无业游民啊，就跑来去造成了一个暴乱。
And at the end of the riot, many of the church leaders were arrested and taken to the government officials.
在暴乱之后呢，就有很多的教会的领袖呢就被抓到官府里去了。
They were only released when bail was posted.
一直到了他们被保出来。
And so, as a backdrop to this letter, Paul knows these people and he cares about them.
那么在这样的一个背景下面呢，保罗写这封信，他也非常能够了解他们的需要，他也非常的关切他们的需要。
And so he is writing a letter to them to encourage and instruct them from a distance.
所以他在虽然是距他们很远的地方，他还是写了这封信来鼓励他们。
I have to say that some days I feel a little bit like the Apostle Paul.
你别讲，我有的时候觉得我还有点像使徒保罗。
Oh, I don't claim at all to be at his level of ministry.
当然我不敢说我自己像他那么高长层面了。
But so often I get to address and encourage churches from a distance.
我很多时候呢都是从很远的地方来跟这个教会讨论一些事情，来鼓励我们的教会。
Not letters so much, but emails these days.
今天我们已经不写信了哈，我们都用这个电子邮件。
Emails to leaders and those that are entrusted to care for congregations.
那么我就多半是把写这个电子邮件给我们教会的一些领袖们，然后让他们能够怎么样去关怀他们自己的这个会友。
Like here among you.
当然在这儿也是一样。
Of course, we know that right now you have no senior pastor.
虽然我们知道在这个时候我们没有牧师。
Pastor Chuck is here along with godly men and women serving in leadership roles and deacon roles.
不过我们有那个 Chuck 牧师，还有我们其他的弟兄姐妹们一起来服侍神。
These are men and women who love you, love the church of Jesus Christ.
这些教会的这些所谓的这些执事，这些年长的弟兄姐妹们其实很爱我们的会友，很爱我们的教会。
Men and women who are concerned with your care and your spiritual growth.
这些人也特别关心我们每一个人的这个成长。
In many ways, my ministry for you and to you.
很多方面呢，我对你们的这个教导呢。
Is often through my consistent contact with these that are in leading roles here within your church.
都是经过我们教会的这些执事们或者是我们的主席们。
And so, from a distance, I get to have a voice.In the midst of your church fellowship.
所以在教会的团契里头呢，虽然我是在很远的地方，不过我还是有一些声音可以跑出来。
Not as powerful and not as important as the voice of the Apostle Paul.
虽然可能不像使徒保罗这么重要哈，不过呢，我还是有的时候会提出一些意见。
And yet I count it a privilege to address you in that way.
那么我也非常荣幸有这样的机会和你们有这样的一起同工和团契。
Today it's an honor to be with you in person.
今天很高兴我是亲身来这边。
And to draw your attention to the words of the Apostle Paul.
特别把这个保罗的书信跟你们大家一起分享。
Words to Christians that are living in difficult times.
基督徒在生活在这么一个困难的生活里面，环境里面。
Not unlike us in 21st century America. And so this morning we're going to be looking at the first letter to the church in the Thessalonians. Paul opens this letter, this book that we think of with the words grace and peace to you.
保罗在开始了这一章的时候呢，他是用的是恩惠平安。
And then in what we look at as the chapters, the sections of the letter that he wrote,
当我们把这个经文在一起往下看的时候呢,
he acknowledges their faith in chapter 1.
那么他也特别提到他们在神里面的信心, 在第一章里面。
He remembers their ministry, his ministry efforts among them in chapter 2.
那么他在第二章就提到他还很记得当初跟他们一起同工的时候。
He expresses a longing to be with them in chapter 3.
那么到了第三章他就觉得特别把他想跟他们在一块的那种心智呢就写出来了。
He points them directly to God in chapter 4.
到了第四章他就把他们整个都带到神的面前来。
And then we get to chapter 5 and we find his final instructions.
那么到了第五章就是他最后的一些指导。
So I invite you this morning to join me as we look at verses 12 to 24 in chapter 5.
今天早上我们看的是在第五章的十二节。
Now I know it's on the screen in front of you. The scripture is on the screen in front of you. And so I'll be reading a couple of verses at a time in English. You can follow along in Mandarin, and then I'll be unpacking those verses for us this morning.
我们牧师就会，他会读几段圣经，那么在读的时候，大家看这个荧幕上的中文，然后他就会有一些的想法。Verses
12 and 13.
12到13节，请大家看。
Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Paul is making a request, not a demand.
在这里呢，保罗他是一个要求，而非一个规矩。
He is asking for those that are in this church to respect their leaders.
他希望教会里边的人可以尊重这些领袖们。
Now it is interesting, he is not asking them to respect the leaders because of who they are.
他这里讲就是不是要尊重这些领袖，是因为为了他们的这些个人的有什么样的成就。
He is rather asking them to respect the leaders because of what they do and the roles that they hold within the church.
那么他要尊重这些，他们这些人要尊重这些leader，是因为要尊重他们的角色，在教会里面的角色，还有在教会里边的一些工作。
His request, his instruction is to hold them in high regard.
那他的教导这里讲的是要把他们非常敬重他们。
To respect them and to honor them.
去尊重他们，也去为他们，就是尊重他们。
And to love them.
去爱他们。
Why? Because of their work.
为什么呢? 是因为他们手中所做的工。
You know, it is very easy for us to look at leaders around us, whether they be in the church or any place else in our society, and be discouraged with what they are saying or doing.
其实我们很多时候不光是在教会里面，甚至在我们这个社会里边，我们也常常对这些领袖们所说的、所做的，觉得非常的失望。
But we must always back up one step and understand that we should still honor those that are in leadership because of the roles that they have been given to them by God Himself.
可是我们要记得就是说，他们所在的这个位置不是他们自己来的，而是神所给他们的。所以不管他们在怎么样的做的什么事情，他们的角色，因他们的角色，我们需要尊重他们。
Scripture is very clear. The Apostle Paul teaches us well that all authority is established by God Himself.
圣经里面讲得很清楚，所有在权位的上面的人呢，都是由神所建立的。
So it is right and it is proper for us to respect those in leadership, those in authority, because in doing so we are respecting God's will and God Himself.
所以呢，我们其实是尊重神，我们是顺服神的想法，顺服神的意志，而能够尊重他们这些在那个位置上面，他们有那样角色的人。
Paul goes on as he tells us to respect and to honor those leaders around us, and he reminds us that no matter what happens, that we are to live in peace with one another.
所以当我们要尊重这些在位上面的人呢，我们主要要做什么，就是要希望能够大家都能够在很平安的彼此相处。
We are to settle for nothing less for peace because the world will see that in our lives.
我们这个和平的相处是非常的重要，因为世界上的人就像看着我们。
They will notice that there is something different about us in our relationship with each other because of our relationship with Jesus Christ.
他们会发现我们当中呢，我们这样的相处的环境、相处的关系是如此和平的相处，那是因为有主耶稣基督在我们当中。
Good instruction from Paul, but he's not done yet.
那么这些是很好的教导，那么他还没结束呢。
I invite you to follow along as I read verses 14 and 15.
来，我们再看14节跟十五节。
And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. The Apostle Paul, along with his colleagues in ministry, are saying,or presenting to us a passionate plea pointed at ministry and care.
那么保罗在这个地方和他的同工一起用非常具有感情的话语来跟他们说，希望他们能够跟他们的这个同工们一起合作。
Paul is saying, I or we urge you to notice those around you. Pay attention to what's happening in the lives of people within your context.
那么这里保罗说我或者是我们就跟希拉和提摩太就是说希望劝这些弟兄们可以跟他们能够和平相处。
Have you ever been in a public place where people just seem to be doing whatever they're doing and paying no attention to anybody else around them?
你们有没有见过在一个环境里面呢那些人就做他们自己的事儿跟他旁边的人根本无关。
You'll be walking down a sidewalk and suddenly the person in front of you just stops and has no apparent reason to stop other than they're just looking around.
那么你们有的时候在路上走，前面那个人突然就停止了，他也没什么特别道理，就停了，站在那里到处逛逛，看看。
And the people gather up behind them, and the sidewalk gets clogged, and all the traffic stops.
所以呢，所有的这个人都停在那个位置上，都不敢，就没办法往前走，因为那个人停了。
I often wonder whether that person has any idea what they're doing at that moment in time, or the conflict, or the congestion that they are creating.
所以我常常在想，这个拥挤的一个环境里面，这个人突然停下来，然后把所有人都顶在后头的话，我搞不清楚他这人脑袋里想什么东西。
It's as if they're living in their own little world and no one else matters.
好像他们就住在他们自己的世界里面了，别人很无关。
The Apostle Paul is saying, don't live your lives that way. I urge you to pay attention. Notice what's happening around you, particularly in the lives of the people that you live in relationship with.
所以呢，保罗在这里劝这些弟兄姐妹们说，千万不要生活像这样的生活方法，而是把你的注意力呢，能够扩展到除了自己以外，看看旁边跟你一起生活的这些弟兄姐妹。
And don't be idle. As you pay attention, engage, be active, get involved in their lives.
而且也不要就是好像都不动的样子，然后也要多多的活动，多多的到外面去接触别人。
He tells us that we are to encourage the timid, and it is simply those that are lacking an assurance in their faith.
那么我们也要常鼓励那些比较觉得自己比较没有主见的人，那么让他们能够知道他们其实旁边有支持的。
Timid is not those that are bashful, but those that are just not sure about their faith, and so we are to come around them and to help them and support them and encourage them.
Timid 这个字在这边翻成是软弱，其实就是这些人他比较有的时候是比较害羞，有的时候比较内向，有的时候就不知道该怎么跟人家分享的时候呢，所以我们要在他这些人的旁边来鼓励他们。
We also are to look for those around us that have weakness, and when we find weakness, we are to step in, we are to help, we are to assist, we are to provide whatever help is necessary.
而且我们身边有很多人有可能有一些弱点，那么在有弱点的这些人呢，我们也还是要跟他们在一起，要刚刚在他旁边跟他们沟通。
And in the midst of all of this, we are to exercise patience no matter what else takes place.
重要的我们要心存忍耐和他们各式各样的人相处。
We are to bear with one another. We are not to be upset. We are to love one another as Jesus loves us.
所以我们就不要容易不高兴了，然后我们常常要彼此的接纳，然后因为是主耶稣基督在我们当中。
And right at the end of verse 15, Paul says we are to treat each other with grace.
那么在这个最后的这边，他讲是要有用恩慈去对待别人。
And the interesting thing, he says, not just us within the church, but he also says everyone else. So we are to treat each other with grace here in the church, and we are to treat others with grace that are outside of the church.
所以不单只是我们要对我们教会里边的人要有恩慈，他这边翻成的是良善。那么同时间在对教会外边的人也是同样的。
Once again, making a bold statement to the world around us that we are different than the world because Jesus is in us.
如此呢，我们才可以很大胆地跟世界上的人说，因为主耶稣基督的关系，我们与你们不一样。
I invite you to listen as I read verses 16, 17, and 18.
来，我们再来看上面的16到18节。
Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.Paul begins this passage by saying, embrace joy no matter what comes in life.
那么保罗在这个地方是说要他用了 embrace, 就是他要真正的开心真正的喜乐不管我们所遇到的环境是怎样的。
Now I suspect that every one of us can remind or can remember moments in our lives when it was easy to be joyful.
我相信我们在生活当中一定有机会呢是要喜乐没问题。
And I also can suspect that all of us can think of moments right now when to be joyful was a burden, it was difficult, it was hard, it was impossible.
当然有一些其他的环境呢，我们觉得要去喜乐简直是不可能，太痛苦了。
So how are we to be joyful always?
那我们怎么能够才常常喜乐呢？
We must understand that the kind of joy that Paul is speaking about, the kind of joy that comes from the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit and Jesus in us is different than the joy the world understands.
所以我们必须要体会了解这个喜乐呢，是因为有圣灵在我们里面，从里边发出来的喜乐与世界上所认知的喜乐是不太一样的。
The joy that we see in Scripture is not a joy related to happiness. It is not a noun.
Isn't that a noun?
Noun,
oh, okay.
Instead of a verb.
Oh, sorry.
Instead of a noun, it is a verb. It is an act of living. It is a state of living.
So it is a very active,
It is an expression of how we conduct ourselves and how we live our lives.
这个主要是要看我们怎么去过日子，怎么去生活。
And when we begin to think of it instead of what is happening around us to how we live our lives, we understand how we can express joy no matter what else is going on in life.
当我们明白什么是真正意思的是快乐，我们就知道在不同什么样的环境里面，我们都能够从里面发出喜乐。
Paul also says that we are to pray continually.
保罗也讲要不断的祷告。
Now, how do we do that? How can we pray continually? We have all of the other things in life we must do.
那我们生命里面有很多其他事要做呀，怎么一直能够祷告呢？
I believe what Paul is saying is we are to live in an attitude of prayer. We are to make it a default condition within our lives.
那么这个地方我相信保罗他要讲的就是说他基本上就是我们一个生命的一个态度，所以我们随时随刻都有一种祷告的心智在过日子。
All of us are sitting here this morning and we're breathing in and out and not one of us is thinking about it. It just happens naturally. That doesn't translate?
就说你们现在坐在这里就这样读啊看啊就自己自然然就跑出来了。
I
think it's a good point, but I just...
All of us are sitting here this morning breathing in and out and we don't even think about it. It just happens.
Oh, okay.这个懂了，你们就在这边呼吸嘛，也不觉得没有感受，就在那边呼吸吧，是吧？
I believe what Paul is talking about with being continually in prayer is it is just as natural.
那就好像祷告的意思，就是好像我们现在很自然的在那里呼吸一样，还是不感觉的。
Without even thinking about it, we just go to prayer.
Yeah, 想都不必想，我们就直接就进入了祷告的这个心智哈心态。
It is a part of our lifestyle. It's just a part of who we are in an everyday fashion and expression.
那是我们一种生活的方式，就是要祷告的心态。
He tells us we are to be thankful in all seasons of life.
而且呢，告诉我们说要在各式各样我们生命的各式各样起起伏伏当中，我们还是有祷告。
Now he's not saying that we have to be thankful for everything that takes place in life because we know that terrible, horrible things happen.
要感谢哈，不然我们预知到什么事情都要感谢。那么因为这个感谢当中，我们其实很多时候不一定是顺畅的，有时候是不顺畅的。
But I am convinced that what Paul is reminding of us is that no matter what comes, as horrible as things get from time to time, we must remember that God is God.
不然我们每一次遇到了什么样的困难的时候呢，我们还是要记得神还是神。
And because God is always God, we can have an attitude of thanksgiving because we are God's children.
因为我们是神的儿女，所以虽然不管事情发生了，我们因为知道认识是神，我们还是要感谢我们的神。
We do not need to back away from anything that comes at us in life. We simply need to lean into the presence of God in us.
所以呢，我们当有困难过来的时候，冲过来的时候，我们不要什么退后，而我们就是靠着神的身子，我们跟着神一起走。
I invite you to watch or to listen as we read verses 19 to 22.
来，我们来再看哈上面的19节到22节。
Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt.Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. I believe, once again, the Apostle Paul is reminding us of the interaction and the relationship we have with God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and God the Son.
这里呢，保罗再一次的提醒我们，我们跟神的一个交往，其实是跟神父神、跟神儿子，还有跟圣灵之间的一个交往。
In this particular section, he highlights the ministry of the Holy Spirit within us and among us.
在这个地方呢，他特别的强调了这个圣灵在我们里边和在我们中间的工作。
And he declares that we are to not put out the Spirit's fire. In fact, we are to embrace the fire of the Holy Spirit. We are to receive the fire of the Holy Spirit. We are to love the fire of the Holy Spirit.
那么，当我们有圣灵的感动的时候，我们千万不要去消灭圣灵的感动，而是要去接受他的这个感动，接受他的一个challenge.
And when a word of prophecy comes, and I don't think Paul is talking about something in the future, but a word of truth comes to us, we are to hear it and to test it and to understand it.
当圣灵跟我们在说话的时候，这些话是实际现在的话，而不是将来的话。所以他跟我们讲的这些真理的时候，我们得要听得到。
I believe that Paul is saying to us, we are to seek discernment. We are to listen for God the Father's voice. We are to listen to the voice of God the Son and understand what is taking place around us.
那么我们就有一个很分辨的灵，让我们能够听得到父神的声音，听得到主耶稣的声音，让我们知道在我们的身边的环境发生的时候呢，他们要跟我们说什么。
Often, whenever Kathy and I are meeting with pastoral couples, particularly young couples, they ask us a question.That is always, how do we know God's will?
那么好多的时候Kathy 和这个牧师他们在教导这个年轻的牧者的时候呢，他们常常就问一句话，说我怎么知道神的意思是什么呢？
And every time that happens, we kind of smile, we look at one another, we look back at the people we're talking to, and we say only that you will know when you know you have heard from God.
所以呢，我和这个凯西就对笑，然后看看那个跟我们面前的人，我们也这么笑笑。问题是说，只有你自己知道，你该知道的时候你就知道了。
There's no formula or recipe or manual that you can read to understand how.
这个没有什么手册啊，没有什么采食谱啊，让你知道说我要怎么样才知道神的意思。
But when God speaks clearly to us, we understand it within our own spirits, and we can accept it and we can own it.As God's voice.
当神跟我们说话的时候，我们自己的这个心灵，我们会跟他有沟通，我们就知道那个是神的话语。
And Paul's instruction to us, and my encouragement to you this morning is: when you have heard God's voice and you know that you have heard His voice, clutch onto it, hold onto it, embrace it.
这里保罗的意思就是说，当我们听到神的话语的时候，我们赶快把它抓住，赶快就把它成为我们自己的，神给我们的一个启发启示。
Accept the good that is flowing out of God's word. Accept the good that is flowing out of God Himself into your life.
把这个神的一切的美善就能够接受，流露在我们的生命当中。
And in the process of doing that, as Paul instructs, push back, flee, run away from any kind of evil that wants to invade your life at the same time.
那么在同时间呢，保罗也在其他地方也教导我们呢，要赶快逃离啊，用逃的方式呢，逃离这些所有的这些诱惑，让我们能够走到不好的地方。
This is the essence of living in the dynamic of the Spirit-filled life, where we embrace the Spirit and we push away from anything that is ungodly.
这是我们在生活当中的一个动力哈。那么也就是说呢，我们要推开这些可能影响我们的这些诱惑，而我们要把这个神的话语整个抓在我们的心里面。
So Paul is laying for us the way that we are to live our lives, how we are to respect leaders, how we are to understand and listen to God speaking into our lives.
那保罗在这里特别教导我们要怎么过日子，要教导我们怎么样去尊重我们身边的这些领袖们。
How we are to love one another and love the world around us and extend grace to everyone that we interact with.
那我们怎么去爱神？我们怎么去爱这个世界？我们怎么爱这些人？我们怎么样把这个神的恩赐带到他们当中
？And then we get near the end of this chapter, the verses 23 and 24. And once again, I'll read these verses.
然后看这个23、24节。
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Paul reminds us at the end of this, one, after all of instruction, never forget, and never forsake the faithful one.
那么在这个到了结尾的时候，这个保罗特别的提醒，就是说我们千万不要违背了这个我们的圣灵的教导，圣灵神的教导。
For he shows us and he tells us that in and through God's presence and peace, you may be sanctified.
那么，因为我们主的在我们的身边，以至于我们可以成圣。
In and through God's presence and peace, you may rest in a position of wholeness and holiness.
在神的里边，我们才可以得以完全，才可以得以有敬虔的生活。
In and through God's presence and peace, you may gaze with expectation to a future day when the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
因为主耶稣基督在我们当中，以至于我们可以看得到我们将来主耶稣再来的时候与神在一起的时候。
There is a hope and an expectation that goes beyond anything that we can possibly experience in this life when we understand who the faithful one is.
那像这种希望以及这种盼望在神的里边呢是其实是只有主神他自己可以成就的。
And from that understanding of who the faithful one is, we choose to live in a dynamic living relationship with him.
我们得要认识我们这个创始成终这个在神的信实的神里边我们才能够过我们每天的日子。
The Apostle Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, lived through very difficult days.
在那段时间呢，保罗和希拉和提摩太他们过一个非常困难的时候。
It wasn't easy for them. Every place that they went, when they began to share the gospel message, they were persecuted and even run out of city after city.
那么在那段时间里面呢，当他们去跟大家传讲福音的时候呢，就被人家到处的赶，从城里面一个城这么赶，一直跑。
Nearly every place that they went, they left behind a small group of Christians.
那么每一次他们离开了一个地方，在那个地方里面，他们就会保存一些少数的这个基督徒在那城里。
Christians who band together and began to listen to what God had for them and began to spend time in prayer and fellowship.
在那个时候，这么一个小撮的这些基督徒，他们就自己在一起听神的话语，然后一起祷告，一起fellowship.
In most cases, the groups of people that were left behind were far smaller than those of us gathered here today.
很多时候呢，他们那个小撮的基督徒比我们在座的还更少。
And so in many ways, we have something that we can celebrate together today that is even greater than what these Christians in the first century celebrated together.
因为我们有这样子大家都在一起我们比较多的一些人我们可以真的是在这个时候可以庆贺也可以在神的里边彼此共勉。
For as we depend upon God, we can depend upon each other, and there are more of us to depend upon than there were often in those little churches in the early days.
那么我们靠着主，我们也靠着我们各互相我们彼此的扶持那比那个小撮的基督徒那好多了，我们人比较多。
But regardless of whether it is a small group of people, a larger group of people, or a very large group of people, the truths that Paul is presenting to us are valid and important.
所以保罗所教导的这些的真理呢，其实不管你是小撮中撮大撮都是一样的。
They appropriately impacted the lives of people 2,000 years ago, and they will impact our lives today.
这些真理当初在2000年以前去怎么样去影响别人的生命和生活的话，今天也同样的应该是影响我们的。
As we read, as we listen, as we submit ourselves to the Word, the living Word of God Himself.
当我们在读神的话语、听神的话语、顺服神的话语的时候呢？
The living word that God has given to us today that we can embrace, that we can practice, that we can own from today forward.
神给我们的教导是我们每一个人自己都可以抓得住的，是我们可以带着这样子一直往前走的。
Can be summarized in just a few statements this morning.
我来做一个简短的结束。
The first statement is, regardless of what they do and who they are, we are called to honor God's leaders among us.
不管我们做什么，我们都是不管那些人做什么，我们必须是神来教导我们，让我们来尊重这些领袖。
We are called to care for one another, both inside the church as well as those people outside the church that we live in relationship with.
而且我们是被呼召来关心、关怀在教会里的人，还有在教会外的人。
We are called to seek and understand God's presence and His will within our lives.
而且我们是被神呼召，要我们能够真的是住在神的里面，然后去体会神的心意和他给我们的一些旨意。
We are called to listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit and to worship in spirit and truth.
那么我们也是被神所呼召，要在圣灵里面互相交通，也在神的圣灵里面，然后寻求真理。
And perhaps the one that seems to be even more important than all the rest is we are called to the one who is faithful.
那更重要的是，我们是被神所呼召到跟他在一起，跟这个信实的主在一起。
Not just called to him in presence, but called to trust him in every part of our being.
不单只是我们要看到他，而且是我们真的是真正的信他，在我们任何的一个部分里面，我们的生活里面都是跟他同在的。
Paul reminds them of his ministry among them, and it ends the chapter, the letter that he wrote, with the simple words, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you."
那么在这一段里面呢，保罗他用这样子一段来结束，好，就是愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
My prayer this morning, as we leave this place in just a little while and pick up the busyness of our lives.
在大家等一会儿就离开教会了，要开始就是忙碌的生活了。我很想在这个地方跟你们讲一些事情。
Is that you will remember some of what the Apostle Paul wrote to this church in the first century as a word of encouragement and a word of instruction, and apply it to your lives.
我也希望大家能够记得主耶这个保罗在这个时候给我们的一些指导，给我们一些的教导哈，让我们能够把这些都能够应用在我们生活里面。
My prayer is that the way that you live your lives within the context of this body, this fellowship, this church, and as well in the world around us will impact the people that live here in this community.
那么我的祷告也是，不管是大家在这个教会里面，在这个里面的环境里面，甚至在这个世界里边，我们如何的用神的话语来生活我们自己的。
My prayer is that in the restaurants and the coffee shops and the other establishments around the campus and throughout this community, people will say the people of Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church are different.
我希望呢是能够在这个大的环境里面，不管是在餐厅里面，或者是在甚至酒吧里面，他们都想得到说我们中国的中华的这个基督教会是不一样的。
Not different because you are strange, not different because you do crazy things, not different because you seem foolish.
我们不一样，不是因为我们看起来是很好像很愚笨，或者是说whatever.
But different because they know and they sense that God is in you.
就是说不是因为我们所做的事情，而是看到他我们有神在我们里面。
May you be the living representation of Christ our Savior, our Sanctifier, our Healer, and our Coming King in all that you do and everywhere that you go in life.
希望我们是成为主耶稣基督他的这个医治的神的一个最好的一个代表。
And I end with the same words that the Apostle Paul gave to the church in the Thessalonica. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
我也将这句话送给你们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
And God's people said together, Amen.
大家一起说 Amen.